Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to share with you Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the first one, and this is chapter 9. And Paul says, "If I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward, but this isn't my own will. I am entrusted with a commission." I grew up in the Catholic Church, but I must say, I never thought I would become a priest or a preacher. I was anointed. Necessity was laid upon me. I, in high school, suffered from panic attacks, and it was hard for me to get up in front of people, and I certainly felt shy and afraid. But when the Spirit of God came upon me, I felt this call, this necessity to preach the gospel. And then I thought, well, I'm not going to do it because it's going to be too hard to get up in front of people and they might think that I'm dumb or it's not going to work. I'm not going to be effective. And then, like one of the prophets, I felt this fire. That's the only way to put it. Paul put it this way: "Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. I'm compelled to preach the gospel." So there's this force. See, God speaks through his people, and he wants the gospel proclaimed. I have to tell you, I wasn't always going to be a Catholic. I grew up Catholic, but I thought at one time of leaving the church. For example, right after my conversion, when Jesus touched me, I had been born and brought up Catholic, and I thought, you know, I'm not getting a whole lot out of the Catholic Church. I think I'm going to leave. And so I tried other denominations. I went to the Baptists, and I went to the non-denominational, went to the Charismatic, I went to the Assembly of God, and I tried all those different denominations. And then as I prayed about it, and each one had their own specific brand and something good in each denomination, then as I prayed about it, I sensed God telling me to stay right where I am and to proclaim the good news there. The Christophers are a group within the Catholic Church, and they have a saying, "Better to light one candle than to curse the darkness." And that verse helped determine my destiny. Better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. And I realized that when I grew up Catholic and I really wasn't getting anything out of it, I would complain about the music and the anonymity of the church, and the preaching didn't seem like it was that good. I was complaining, and I realized that God was speaking to me, "Cedric, instead of complaining, why don't you make a difference? Why don't you be a candle in the, quote, darkness?" And that verse really helped me. Now, I don't have it all together, and I'm not the best preacher, but what I do have is fire. I have enthusiasm, and I have passion. I want to make a difference. And I may not be the best, but God somehow chooses the weak to shame the strong. He chooses the lowly of the world to bring down the mighty. And I remember I was in Los Angeles back about a couple months ago. We had a preaching workshop. We have a retreat center in Los Angeles, Sierra Madre. And that's the place where it's at. It's just outside of Pasadena, Los Angeles. Our retreat center is called Mata de la Rosa, very beautiful place. And we gathered as preachers, about 30 of us, Passionist preachers, and that's why our community was founded. St. Paul of the Cross founded us back in the 1700s to preach the gospel. So we gathered together to have a preaching workshop, and we broke into small groups, and we talked about preaching, and specifically our call to preach. And because I'm on television, I shared in my little small group, I go, sometimes people look at me differently because I'm on television, but I have to let you know, I still am afraid, I'm weak, I'm very human, yet I know that God works through my weakness and he works through my humanness. And I share about my foibles and my, quote, humanness, because that's how I can touch people. And so I don't want people to think I'm this great preacher because I'm just like everybody else. And I shared that I shouldn't be thought of as any higher because I'm on television, because really we're all in it. In fact, I don't even think that I'm the best preacher in our community. There are such great preachers in our community. But what I do have is a love for the people, a love for you, and a love for the gospel and a love for the church, because I was going to leave the church and God called me to stay. And when I stayed, I became a missionary preacher. What I do is I travel around the United States and I go from parish to parish, and hundreds of people will pack the church to hear the gospel. And like Jesus, I tell stories and I use humor, break open the word, because when the word is proclaimed, somehow the risen Jesus is there. And I'm hoping through the TV screen, you can sense the risen presence of Jesus as I preach, because I am now dedicated to preaching. I wanted to give up years ago and really not do it, but like Paul, woe to me if I don't preach, because the gospel is the pearl of great value, and I want all people to hear. One time, I was at a mass as a priest, sitting out in the pews, and I noticed there was a woman and her little teenage daughter, sitting in front of me, and it was Christmas. Church was packed. All these people were there, great anticipation. We're hoping for a wonderful celebration. Didn't get it. The priest, I don't know who he was, but you know, he didn't have much enthusiasm. And when he preached, I must say, I didn't even understand what he was saying. It just didn't seem to make sense. As soon as he finished preaching, the girl looked at her mother and she said, "Mom, I didn't get anything out of that." And I felt so bad for her, because our teenagers, our young people, they need to hear the gospel. I was a youth minister. I'm so dedicated to our youth. Wrote a book called God's Not Boring for our young people. I want them to come to Christ. So I was so disappointed, because I love our church and I love the people in it. And I want you to hear the gospel proclaimed. Cardinal Foley, and he was a cardinal in our church, he was the head of the communications department, said something funny. He said, "Dull preaching ought to be a mortal sin." And I think that's funny, and I hope none of you fall asleep, because I don't want to have to go to confession. And it's true, though. People deserve so much. They deserve to hear the gospel in a clear, understandable way. I think one of the largest compliments, the greatest compliments I get when people write me is, "Father, we can understand you. You speak right to our hearts." I got a letter from one woman who said, "Father, I've been to Catholic schools for 12 years, and I'm learning more from your preaching than I have from all those years in Catholic school." So that is a great compliment, and I really appreciate that. But I've tried to dedicate myself to preaching because I love our church, and as I said, the church, unfortunately, is having a crisis. Our popes, from John Paul II, Benedict, Pope Francis now, has called for something called the new evangelization. And they want an evangelization that works. Evangelization, of course, spreading the gospel, spreading the good news. Because what's happening is multitudes of Catholics have left the church and they've joined non-denominational churches, charismatic churches, South America, Europe, the churches are largely empty. And why does this happen? Because people want a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They want a spirit-filled walk, a spirit-filled Christianity. And if they're not getting it, they're going to leave, especially people my age, baby boomers. They don't put up with just religion for the sake of religion because it was mom and dad's religion. They want what's real. They want what works. So unfortunately, in South America and other places, people have left the church. And in America, the United States, as we know, many people are not coming to church. Christmas they come, Easter they come. But other than that, you know, there's a remnant, probably about a third of those who are Catholic are coming. And thanks be to God for that. But many people aren't coming, and we got to reach out to them. That's why I became a Catholic priest. Pope Francis talked about the new evangelization. And when we talk about the new evangelization, it's new in its expression, its ardor, its methods. That's why I wanted to be on television, and I am on television, because I want to reach out beyond the walls of the church. We can't expect the people that aren't coming to church to hear the gospel and come to the church to come to us. We got to go to them. And knocking on doors doesn't seem to work either. You know, you go knock on their door, they just shut it and get out of here. So I found a way to reach out to people, and that's through television. So there has to be something new. There has to be enthusiasm. The word that was used is ardor, passion, methods, expressions, tell stories, real life, speak to the people. So the new evangelization, Pope Francis wrote an apostolic exhortation. It's called The Joy of the Gospel. That's the title of this episode. The joy of the gospel. And the gospel is joyous. That's what the word gospel means. Glad tidings, good news. So he talked about preaching, and he said in our preaching, the church has to preach, one, the love of Jesus, and two, the salvation that Jesus came to bring. That's the message. That's called, the Greek word is the kerygma. The kerygma is the love of God for us, the salvation that Jesus came to bring. That's what we got to be proclaiming. And unfortunately, sometimes it's not being heard or it's not being proclaimed. I've been on television now since 2006, about 13 years as I'm taping this. And I try to encourage people, try to inspire people, try to get them to realize their potential, be passionate, become all that they can be, grow in virtue if you listen to my teaching. But most of all, and I preached an episode about this right before this episode, most of all, I am trying to get people to know God. This is what revolutionized my life. The power of the Holy Spirit, come to Jesus in a personal way, knowing the beauty of salvation. That is what people are hungering for. And if our young people could only encounter the power of the Holy Spirit, they could turn the world upside down too, just like the apostles did. So I'm believing in the power of preaching. I thank God for the preachers that have touched my life. Preachers like Fulton Sheen and John Paul II, and some of the preachers, some of the men in our own community, Passionist community. And I thank God for people outside the Catholic Church that have preached to me, such as Billy Graham and Joyce Meyer and Joel Osteen and so many others. And that's what I love about God. He's using all kinds of different people to preach in Black style, Hispanic style, Caucasian style, however you like it, zealous people, enthusiastic people, shouting people, gentle people. That's one of the comments that I get from people all the time is, Father Cedric, you're so gentle. I appreciate that. I'm not trying to push anything on anybody. I'm a Catholic priest, vow of poverty. I just want you to be saved. I want you to come to eternal life. I dedicated my life to you and to God through priesthood. So I have no hidden agenda. In the apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, Pope Francis talks about the kerygma, and the kerygma, the message, is Jesus. And this is why people go to church, to worship Jesus. Now, when he said to preach, he said we need to preach to three different groups. Number one, those who go to church. Those who go to church, and many of you who are watching my program do, you're good people. You love the Lord, you're dedicated, you serve the community, you worship, most of you tithe, you give, you're living a beautiful life, but you need to be inspired. Just like me, you need to be encouraged. You need to have a life of passion. You need to be buoyed up by the Word of God. So that's exactly what I do, both by television and radio, and also through personal appearances in the Catholic Church. I'd go from different churches wherever I'm invited. And you can check out my website to see where I'm going to be as you're watching this program. But I go into a church and hundreds of people will come. We call it a mission, a parish mission, the Catholic version of a revival. We've had these in the Catholic Church for hundreds and hundreds of years. St. Francis of Assisi, St. Paul of the Cross, and St. Dominic. All these great saints have preached missions, and followers who have joined religious communities, priests, the Jesuits, Dominicans, the Passionists, the Redemptorists. We preach these parish missions. And the goal of a parish mission is to revive people, for people to be encouraged, most of all, for people to come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I went to a dinner one time, sat down at a table, didn't know the people. It was a big gathering, Passionist gathering. I saw this man sitting by himself, so I went over, I shook his hand. Hey, I'm Father Cedric. He goes, I know who you are. I go, well, how do you know me? He goes, Father, you came to our parish in Louisville, Kentucky. You preached a mission a couple years back. And he said, at that time in my life, I needed inspiration. I was really struggling and going through a hard time. And he said, what you said, Father, was a turning point for me. And he said, now I've changed and I'm different and I'm getting involved in your community. Wow, did that touch my heart? That's exactly why I'm out there. I want people to have conversions and change. And change is possible. I know that in my own life. Wrote a book called You Can Change. And so I get out there and I travel like Jesus as an itinerant preacher. And I get out there and I'm believing that God is going to work through me just at the right moment, come into your life just at the right moment, whatever season of life you're going through, and somehow have a turning point in your life. So the first place that we preach to is the people in the church, in the pews. Second of all, I meet people everywhere, on airplanes, golf courses, stores. You know, when they find out I'm a Catholic priest, people everywhere who have fallen away from the church for whatever reason. Maybe it was the scandal, the abuse scandal, or they didn't like what they were hearing, or they went into another denomination, or they simply lost faith, whatever it was. Well, there's a lot of people that don't go to church. That's why I wanted to get on television. Because as I said, we need a church without walls. I can't expect you to come to the church. I want to go to you to bring you back. That's what the Good Shepherd did. He leaves the 99 and he searches for the one who's lost. And what he does is when he finds him, he extricates that sheep, puts him around his neck and brings him back to safety. That's what I'm trying to do through television. If you're a person who have fallen away from the church and you haven't been going and you've been waning in your faith, God is calling out to you right now. Come back to me with all your heart. That's right from the prophet Hosea. And it's the great joy of my heart, and this is why I have partners and people who donate to me. It's the joy of my heart to reach out to you and call you back. Whatever denomination you came from, give it a try. Don't give up. Give it another chance. I believe that God will touch you. I'm not trying to make you Catholic. I'm trying to bring you to Jesus. That's what it's all about. But if you are Catholic and you haven't been going, come on back. Come to confession. Watch what happens. It's time. Speaking of that, man came to me to confession in New Orleans, and he said, Father Cedric, he said, before we start, I just need to tell you, I was sitting there watching TV one day and flipping through the channel. You came on with your habit. I'm on a station called WLAE in New Orleans, and he said, you came on, you started talking about change and how we can be transformed by the grace of God, and he said, I don't want any of that, and even though I grew up Catholic and I changed, he said it didn't work. So I decided to listen to you. And he said, you are absolutely right. I needed change in my life. I need transformation. I need God. He says, that's why I'm here. We celebrated the most beautiful confession. That man was going through a conversion. God was calling him back. And what a joy it is for me as an ambassador. That's what Paul calls me. An ambassador of reconciliation, to hear that man's confession and to absolve him of his sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, it was a joyous celebration, and just as he was leaving, he turns around and goes, oh yeah, Father, I knew that God wanted to call me to confession because as soon as your program was over, I hit the channel changer and it worked. Some of you were just flipping through the channels and you found my program. So many people write me and say, Father, I didn't even know you were on TV. I was just flipping through the channels and there you are. And you're easy to listen to. And I believe it's God speaking to you. Come back to me. I want to touch you. I love you. I forgive you. I forgive all your past. Make a new start. Have a new beginning. You can change. It's not too late. And so really, that's what television's all about. I thank God for all the preachers that are out there and doing such a wonderful job and are reaching people everywhere that need to be reached. So make a move. Jesus, as he said of himself, it's not the healthy that need a doctor, it's the sick. I haven't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So we all fall into that category. So come on back. Make a move with Christ. And even if you don't go to church, I'm not advocating that, but at least give your heart to God. God touched me when I wasn't going to church, but then I came back. And that'll happen in your life too, I believe. And then we need to proclaim the gospel to those who haven't come to Christ. They haven't gone to church. Atheistic people, agnostic people, people of other religions. And you might be thinking, well, as long as you have another religion, isn't that good enough? No, it's not. We need a savior. We don't just need a teacher. We don't need Buddha. We don't need Muhammad. We need a savior. We need Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, the resurrection and the life. And so we need to proclaim that gospel. I remember one time when I was a young man, 19 years old, searching, flipping through the channel, Billy Graham comes on. And I'm watching the Billy Graham service. He wasn't even preaching. A woman came on before him to give a witness about Jesus Christ. She had this beautiful smile. I still remember her teeth and the way she smiled. And she talked about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I'm like, that's what I want. That's what I need. I need joy. I don't have joy in my life. And I gave my heart to Christ. And that's what I'm hoping for you. And that's what the Pope was saying in this apostolic exhortation, the joy of the gospel. He says, when you preach, show joy. That's what our preaching's got to be all about. So I've learned that as a preacher, that joy is catchy. Let me talk about faith for a minute. Faith is like a mustard seed. It's real small. It's the willingness to believe. Just, you may not feel like you have a lot of faith. You know, maybe you're just tuning in and you're not sure. And the willingness to simply believe that Jesus came for you and you will be saved. To be saved means to be filled with the Holy Spirit, know that you're on the way to heaven, your sins are forgiven, and you can experience that. I have, millions have, and it's life-changing. And that's why I'm on television, that's what I want for you. So I remember one time I was at a Billy Graham gathering, and it was for evangelists, and he said, when you preach, call people to make a decision. Call people to make a choice for Christ. Like this man, Billy Sunday. Billy Sunday was a great evangelist back about 100 years ago. And he used to preach tent revivals. People would come and give their life to Christ. Well, anyway, at one of the Billy Sunday revivals, it was just over with, and a man comes up to him, and he goes, what do I got to do to be saved? And Billy Sunday says, it's too late. He goes, it's too late? He goes, what do you mean? He says, what do I got to do to be saved? He goes, it's too late. You're too late. You can't do anything to be saved. Everything has been done for you on the cross. But you can believe and receive Jesus as your Savior. Everything has been done for you on the cross. Simply believe. This is what preaching is all about. The kerygma, the message. Jesus has died. Jesus is risen. Jesus will come again to take us home to glory. And I want you to be taken home to glory. So I'm going to pray the words on the screen as I pray this. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe you love me and died for me. I surrender my life to you right now. I believe I'm saved and on the way to heaven. I love you, Lord Jesus, Amen. I thank you for tuning in, for listening, for giving your heart to Christ. I'm praying for you. Write me at that address. Call that number that will be on the screen very soon. Visit my website. I have a beautiful booklet, Let Jesus In, that you can download. Most of all, thank you for making your dedication, your surrender to Christ. And thank you for all my partners who support me so that I can reach out to people who are going to church, not going to church, people who are lost. And I'm praying that all people will come to Christ. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call.